This question's to do with eczema. And the question goes, I suffer from eczema and I'm wondering if meditation will help with it and which method is best. Studies have shown that psoriasis and eczema, which are disorders involving the immune system, are greatly affected by our emotions and mental states. And in fact, both psoriasis and eczema sufferers report that stressful events do trigger flare-ups of both these conditions. And in fact, any allergic condition is similar to these, a dysfunction of the immune system. And so the emotions and how we deal with stress in our life is, of course, very, very important. And we've got to find ways to reduce the effects of stress, not stress itself. Life is innately stressful. But we've got to focus on how we process the stress of our lives. And in this, meditation is extremely good, because what meditation shows us is that it's not stress that causes our problems. Life is friction. It's impossible to live a life without the friction of life, both the suffering and the pleasure. That's life. That's the way it is. But it's how we react to the stuff of life that causes our problems. And our reactions come from our conditioning, that is, how we've been conditioned to react to things by our childhood, by our upbringing, and so on. And also by by the vocabulary of habits that we've developed in our life and how powerful they are. And meditation diffuses habits. Well, the meditation that you're practicing here, anyway, Vipassana meditation, is specifically designed to defuse and, in fact, cause habits to deconstruct if we so desire. And the process is simple. We cause a habit or a syndrome to deconstruct by simply withholding permission to react when it arises. And we practice this withholding of permission to react in the meditation. In mindfulness meditation, what we're doing is we're training the attention to be still enough to notice things and to be able to stay on what it notices for long enough to moderate how it reacts to it. We're teaching the attention to blend with our awareness of things so that it's not so hyperactive, not so jittery, so that it has some of the qualities of awareness, the quietness of awareness, the contemplativeness of awareness, the now-ness of awareness. By that I mean present time consciousness. And in having an awareness that's still and in the present like that, we can monitor what's arising in the body, the reactions that are being triggered, whether as habits or as just innate instinctive reactions. And we can begin to develop a mindfulness, that is, a space between the arising of the habit or reaction and our determination to act. A space between those two things where we can then determine whether we give ourselves permission to enact the habit or reaction or withhold permission to enact the habit or reaction. And that's the main gift of the kind of meditation methods that we're practicing here, which are, as I said, derived from Vipassana. And what we find happens is that those habits that we withhold permission to enact themselves weaken, because what strengthens any habit, what causes it to gain power, is our constant blind enacting of it whenever it arises. The habit arises, we act it out. The habit arises, we act it out. We become a slave of the habit. But when we determine, when we insert this little space of choice between awareness of the habit arising and the possibility of enacting it, when we insert choice into that space and choose not to enact the habit, then the habit is deprived of its sustaining action, and this weakens its hold over us. And as the habit weakens, so too does the stress component that it creates in our life. So you're not actually, when you meditate, you're not actually trying to create calm and peace in the meditation itself. That's a myth of meditation, that in some way, if you have a calm, peaceful meditation, your life will be entirely changed. That's not really, well, it's garbage actually. What is true is that no matter what kind of meditation experience, if you do train the mind during that meditation to do what I've just described, in your life, you'll develop more control over your habits and be able to moderate the way your reactions push and pull at you more. And that power, that choice that you gain, and the weakening of your habits and reactions brings with it calm and peace and stillness relative to what you felt before. And it's that which will then influence the efficiency of your immune system. So when you, in your question, you said which kind of meditation will help the most, I would say Vipassana meditation will help. Whether you do it with me, or whether you do it with Goenka, or whether you go to a temple in Southeast Asia or somewhere in Sri Lanka, Vipassana meditation will help. But having said that, you do have to make a determination when you begin to do it properly. That is to say, to practice it consistently and constantly. That's the only way it can be effective. So by all means, if you've got the audio course, then practice it. It may take a few months, but you will see positive effects come after a few months of meditation, of consistent practice. Thanks for listening.